good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing? Yeah, take a look up on their screen over there. What we have here is what's being claimed to be a priest getting shot in the head with a pepper ball. And they say it's at the Portland ICE facility. Funny, I was just there. It doesn't look like it. I mean, maybe there's a different spot that they're over there writing on. Good evening. Good to see you guys. Hopefully you guys are doing good. Hope you guys are ready for a good show. Now, listen, I am going to take you guys' advice. I told you guys this morning that I am going to end up taking questions over in the Discord. So we're going to be in the Discord following today's show. But to give you an idea for what we have coming up, the crackdown is taking place over inside of Portland and over inside of Chicago, outside of the ICE facilities. They are starting to crush those protesters, and you're about to see why here in just a minute. Before we get into all that, I'm actually going to take you guys over and I'm going to give you an update on what's going on inside Israel and Gaza. All of the alive hostages have been released, and I've got the final figure on how many of the bodies are still remaining over in there. Those should be getting turned over here in the near future. Trump ended up flying his butt over into Egypt today, and when he was over inside of Egypt, I guess they were trying to, yeah, thank you, it's not Portland, that's what I said. Trump flew up over into Egypt and attended the Gaza Peace Summit, and we'll go over all that stuff before we actually get into the protest videos and everything else so you guys know what's actually going on for the day over there. With that being said, Trump, when he ended up flying in yesterday, of course, they're never going to miss a minute for propaganda.
The State of Israel, Mr. President. Your visit carries deep meaning for our people in these times. Thank you for our friendship and the unbreakable bond between our nations. God bless America, God bless Israel, and the friendship between our peoples.
God bless America, God bless Israel. Like, and you know what's funny is they're saying that, acting like they're talking to the president, knowing dang good and well he is not sitting there on the other end of like the radio going for it. Now, out of these hostages that ended up getting back, probably one of the biggest cases that I think a lot of people are like super excited about was Noah Arjemani being reunited with her boyfriend who just got released. I guess it would be yesterday now if we're looking at Israeli time versus today over here in the United States. But this is them being abducted on October 7th and them reuniting today or yesterday, depending on how you want to look at it, where you sit inside the world. Look, it doesn't really matter, honestly, what side of the fence you fall on as far as I'm concerned when it comes to these hostages being released. I don't think anybody agrees with these people being abducted, taken and shoven into tunnels and starved to death for 2 years only to be reunited. I mean, that's a good thing. And if you can't celebrate that regardless of whatever side of the house you sit on, well, then you seriously have a mental issue. I mean, it is you have some, like, if you think for some reason that that man or that that woman deserved the treatment that they got, there is something wrong in your head. And you're probably standing outside of an ICE building right now in some sort of a furry costume because you don't think that anybody should be deported out of the United States of America. I would completely, totally disagree with you. Here's three other people, actually, Ram Brzozowski, Nimrod Cohen, and Eitan Horn, all coming back into Israel as well. And these guys can see them just sitting up there. I mean, just tears actually being like welcomed back in, being met by the Israeli Defense Force, just sitting over there as they're brought back. I mean, this is a very positive thing. And I can't believe that there's even people out there that are against this, that are upset about this, as if somehow having people being released from captivity is a bad thing. These people were held for almost coming up damn near, you know what? No, over 2 years. These people were held hostage, now that I look at it, for over 2 years. Think about that, 2 years in captivity by like Hamas terrorists over there inside Gaza. And I don't understand why people are all upset about it. This one I kind of heard about and I was just like, well, I'm sorry, this isn't the Nobel Peace Prize piece, but this is Trey Yinks asking Donald Trump how he was actually able to come across and make this whole thing happen.
20 Israelis who were held hostage by Hamas for more than 2 years were released today as part of your peace plan. What did that moment mean to you?
Well, everything. You see the enthusiasm really beyond Israel, all over the world. I've never seen anything like it. And I think it just means peace for the Middle East. And it somehow represents, they become representatives of peace for the Middle East. And that's why it's gone like this. Nobody's ever seen anything quite like it.
Talk me through how this deal came together. There were very intense negotiations. Our reporting indicates that you were personally on the phone to get this across the finish line. What happened, and when did you know that Hamas was going to release the hostages?
Well, I'll tell you, I think it really started when we took out the nuclear capability of Iran. When you look at what they had, you couldn't have made this deal if somebody's sitting over there with a nuclear weapon over your head. And I think when we did that, and there were other obviously very warlike things that we did over the course of 4 or 5 years, if you know, setting the table. But when we did when we took away that destructive capability from Iran.
So there you go. Trump thinks that when we ended up bombing the crap out of Iran, that pretty much takes down their back, like it basically cripples them. And he's not lying. Iran not only was major funder behind Hezbollah, major funder behind the Houthis, major funder behind even Hamas, believe it or not. Yes, Hamas, I said it. Yes, Iran, the IRGC, 1,000% was funding them. When you cripple that back, all of a sudden they don't have a leg to stand on, and then they got to come somewhere. And I think at the end of the day, some of these people just realize that, you know what, maybe it's just better to live than die. Now, Trump ended up taking off and he made his way up over into Egypt. What was Trump doing over inside Egypt? Well, he was attending the Gaza Peace Summit. They're sitting there trying to figure out what's going on with the future. One thing that I learned from my time over inside of Israel is that they quite literally had no idea what the next step in the process was going to be. I talked about this morning how I got told by the deputy foreign minister that, yeah, they even tried to have Egypt over in the Sinai Peninsula set up a camp just for women and children so that they could like rebuild the whole place and get them out of there. And Egypt even turned that down. So I got a feeling Trump going up over into Egypt, now that all of those hostages are gone, what he's actually starting to do is twist some legs and arms and start bending them to push them to start allowing those civilians that are trapped inside Gaza to somewhere to go so that they can be fed and rebuilt. I mean, Gaza right now is a complete and total wreck. I'll tell you, from my time of driving through Rafah, and everybody's like, Rafah's leveled. They ain't lying. Rafah has been leveled, but for good reason. Right. Like, I've looked at the target density map. I've seen what was out there. I'll tell you that the day after I traveled to SDS, I want to say it was like 3 soldiers were killed on that road. It was either 2 or 3. I can't remember off the top of my head. Same flipping road. And I mean, they've been holding it down there the whole time. Roadside bomb ended up coming and killed them. They still have tunnels. They still had infrastructure. They still had people sitting those dang bombs out there, taking folks out that were traveling all the way back in what we in the United States would consider white space, or places that we feel like we can travel fairly unrestricted right through there because they've owned it for so long. All the civilians, everybody's supposed to be out. But no, all of that was still happening over down there inside. So if just that one bomb is taking place down over there, and I want you to picture how much unexploded ordnance is literally scattered on the ground inside of Gaza, all that crap's going to have to get cleaned up. I've actually talked to some people that were just fine and saying, you know what, we're okay with it. We would be fine with just Israel and everybody else just pull out of Gaza, hell with you guys. I'm like, do you know how many people you are condemning to death by not cleaning up that mess that's on the ground? And I'm not just talking about different bombs that Israel's dropped that may not have detonated. Not all bombs detonate, believe it or not. I've actually seen it with my own 2 eyes, right? But you also have rockets, missiles, things like that that are not detonating. But on top of that, you also have mortar rounds that were being shot by Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. They're going to be stuck in the ground in various places. Even the U.S. arsenal, when we get brand new mortar rounds, and we still get duds that end up sticking in the ground. One of my favorite memories, like coming off, not even an objective, was just going up, setting a sniper hide, and we were like, me and my sniper buddy are running our way back into our camp for the night. And as we're on our way down the hill, there was a freaking loom round, or not a loom round. It was a Willie Pete round, mortar round, brand new U.S. Willie Pete mortar round that got stuck in there. I think I had a quarter block on me and a 30-second time fuse. Ended up rigging that sucker, hauling butt downhill and just letting it blow behind me. I mean, these things happen. They're everywhere. So I personally think that you are going to get 1 million people killed. You're going to have legs blown off. You're going to have people walk. Like, it's going to be a absolute nightmare. And over inside of Gaza right now, there's a power struggle where they're like fighting, attacking, and killing each other. Like, you've got literal clash of the clans going on inside of Gaza. Hamas is still releasing footage of them torturing people. All of that still coming out. For quite frankly, just stuff I don't feel like looking at for the day, and don't feel like, you know, tarnishing all of the good stuff that actually came out of there within the last 24 hours. There'll be plenty of time for that here in the near future. But for today, I want you guys to be able to focus and celebrate on the fact that people that have been held hostage for 2 years have finally been released, reunited with family members, actually are able to hold their loved ones again. And that, ladies and gentlemen, deserves celebrating. With that being said, let's adjust fire and go check out what was taking place in Portland earlier.
Oh, fucking coward! You are a fucking coward! Specifically! You're fucking caught there!
So I got to bring this up as we go and look at this, and there's a reason I wanted this video in particular, because you take a look at the ground that that man's laying on. This is the Northwest. It rains over there, and it rains a lot. And I actually thought that when the rain came out, that a lot of these people would just be rained out and they'd go anywhere. Actually, it looks like the crowds did not go anywhere. And I want you to take a look at the sign over there in the background that says, I don't even know what that reads. U.S. all, no freaking idea. But it's on like a little like styrofoam. I don't know if you guys can see this little map mat in the back, but it's like, it's not cardboard. All right. Like they planned for rain. Like they are digging in, they're digging in hard. And what I noticed over the last 24 hours inside of Portland is that the federal officers have actually taken a much more aggressive stance when it comes to cracking down on these people. And when I say aggressive stance, I quite literally mean like an aggressive stance. They are like beating the freaking brakes off these dudes. I played a video earlier today. Let me go grab it for you real quick, because it's absolutely, I mean, it's wild watching them come out. When they actually came out, they came out freaking swinging and just booted these dudes straight to the ground. Here, watch this. Let me get this one up for you guys as they come out. Oh, I don't even want to hear about it. Let's just rewind that greatness. They just come out and they just start booting dudes, man, just pushing them all the way back. And I've seen the difference in these agents over now, like the last week and a half to 2 weeks, and the stance that they're taking. When I tell you that it calmed down for a couple of days, and I expected, just like everybody else did, while the mainstream media was there streaming and capturing all of this crap, they're like, we're going to have 24-hour coverage. That's when you've seen everybody show up in their little furry costumes, all their little bubbles, going out to the street and pretending like nothing crazy is happening out there and that it's absolutely, complete and totally peaceful. Ask anybody that's been on the ground out there. Ask anybody that spent any freaking time, that stayed there for, you know, any time longer than 5 seconds, and they will tell you that within a 24-hour period, it does get violent. I'm pretty sure it was over 12 arrests that actually got made out there last night. And that's insane to me. Not to mention this weekend, they were supposed to show up with their lasers and start blinding helicopters. Like they literally put out a flyer. I ended up sharing it over on my ex account. Antifa wanted people to show up with freaking lasers and shine them at the helicopters. If you guys remember my live stream that I did while I was out there and I pointed out the different helicopters to you that were flying around in the sky, that was their plan. To literally take lasers, shine them at the helicopter, and get them grounded or to crash them. Now, if they were actually successful in doing that and crash a helicopter, God only knows how many people that they would end up killing inside of the city. But something else that nobody's even talking about, there's a hospital right down the road from there. That's where like my mom was getting treated when she was sick. Hospital, right around the corner from there. Very, very important. Because of their little laser show, which you guys are about to see, and all the dumbness that they were doing out there, guess what? Those helicopters providing life flight and everything else weren't allowed to fly. They literally shut the airspace down because of how dang dangerous it got. How many people, let's bring this up, how many people's lives were affected and killed when Antifa decided to show up and do this crap? How many? Now, here we just have them shining their lasers down the road, doing all sorts of stuff. Reverse laser guided missiles. No, what you're actually looking at is a terrorist act. All right. And believe it or not, people don't like to bring it up, but it is 100%. This is a terrorist act. When you go out and you shine freaking lights, you shine the lasers in an attempt to crash or ground helicopters, and you start affecting other human beings, when you're silencing people, when you're using violence or the threat of violence for a political or ideological agenda, that is 1000% terrorism. And what we're going to start seeing over inside Portland, because I'm telling you it's coming, we started seeing a lot more patriots show up over there over the last 24 hours. And I've talked about this, like when you look at Portland in general, when you look at that area, what you end up having is, sure, you've got you've got a big city, right? You've got your big city that's over there. Sure, that's going on. But the other thing directly outside of that city is nothing but red. And I'll just bring this up so you guys can see the U.S. county electoral map. All right. You have those major blue populated areas. Now, I want you to take a look at Oregon, and I want you to take a look all the way up at like the northwest corner of Oregon. It's a little blue square that's hanging out up there. Then you have little pockets of blue. Everything else is red. Once you leave Portland, you actually enter into farmland and you have a bunch of country folks. And once they figure out what the hell's going on and what people have been doing with that home state, they're slowly going to start figuring this out, and they're going to start showing up in force and in numbers. And there is going to be bloodshed on that street. And I've said it when I was out there. I said, if this problem doesn't get solved, somebody is going to die. People are going to get killed. And I thoroughly, wholeheartedly believe that. Eventually, people are going to get killed. And if Antifa taking lasers and trying to ground helicopters, if Antifa is shining lasers at helicopters to the point where OHSU can't have freaking life flight land and they have to divert to other hospitals, that's a bit of a problem. Tony Reviews talking about Honey Badger getting sued. She's getting sued, and thank you for bringing that up in the comments section. Honey Badger is getting sued because she defended herself with pepper spray. She defended herself with pepper spray. I'm not going to speak for her and all of her different allegations that go out of it because it is a legal case. But what I will say about it is, you know, Tommy, when he was out there, he ended up having his car wrecked by Antifa overnight after he defended himself, and he got arrested for assault and he goes to jail for assault. Antifa went out and just completely wrecked his car. Talked to him about it. We raised money for it. Tommy put money towards a new car for Tommy. And when I say new car, I mean an okay car, right? I'm not going to disclose what type of car it is, but essentially picture late model Toyota Corolla, all right? So he's got a decent right now. We do have money left over from that, little over $8,000. I've been telling Tommy to get legal defense so that we can pay the retainer, get legal defense. And he's been kind of slow rolling on it. But I do know that Honey Badger Mom has a bit of a problem. She's got a problem when it goes to that civil case to where she's being sued for macing somebody for defending herself, right? And they're taking it, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to sue her. They're trying to get her to pay their attorney's fees. They're trying to do all of this crap, right, in order to get them down. So what's actually happening is I think I'm going to raise a vote tonight with everybody else, with myself, Chad, everybody else that's on there. And we're going to look at allocating that money to go over to her to actually help her out with the legal case. I believe when I talked to her, she said she's got like a $10,000 retainer fee. So we're going to take that money and likely put it to good use over there to actually give her some backup on all that. And I told you guys that the Patriots were coming out. This is footage from last night. Patriots 1000% ended up showing up in full force over inside Portland, and it's only going to get better. Now, it's really funny in the background of that video, you can hear him going, "We're not Antifa." Yeah, too bad a bunch of the people that I talked to over there dressed in black self-identify as Antifa, plus another gentleman that lives in the building across the street that also self-identifies as anti-fascist. And he hates using the word Antifa because it's whatever. It's absolutely ridiculous that people are doing that. All right, I need to go through some of these super chats. We got Cat at Clyde coming in, gifting out 10. He says, for Honey Badger Mom, she's actually got a give, send, go. I'm pretty sure she established over on her X account. We'll go over there and check that out. Incog Faraday came in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Patrick Loudon gifting out 5 as well. Thank you very much, sir. PJ, if Trump is the best peace president ever, stopped 8 wars. I haven't seen anything like this in my lifetime. Well, Trump alleges that he stopped 8 wars. I'm going to have to go and double check what all 8 wars is he's talking about, because right now we've got a hostage exchange and to be determined whether or not peace is actually going to be brought, right? I think we've seen alleged peace deals that took place, especially over between Israel and Gaza, or Israel and the West Bank, or the Palestinian Authority, or whatever you want to call them these days. Palestine, I don't care, throw it out there. I refuse to like define them as Palestine, because they view Palestine as the entirety of Israel. A lot of people don't understand that. When you go and you look at Hamas's charter, they define Palestine as the entirety of Israel. I highly doubt that there's going to be peace. Why? Because they believe it's their divine right and they can do whatever they want. It's literally written in black and white. Mentally, Idaho coming in gifting out $10. Greatly appreciate you, sir. Tijuana says just arrest them all, and I'm with you there, buddy. Brady, zero police presence on block on Saturday. A guy got head bashed with a rock. Yeah, I actually heard about that, and I talked about it over on my X account. Pretty sure I shared it and went over that. And even with the police presence out there, and this is the crazy part, even with the police presence on the ground, the protesters understand, wholeheartedly understand, that they're not going to do crap. It's not like the cops get off their bikes and they go walk around and they dig into stuff, or they hear about a crime and they detain people and they investigate and they identify who individuals are and they arrest people for their warrants that are rolling around over there. They don't do any of that stuff. They'll sit there on their bikes and they'll wait. They'll sit there on their bikes and they'll wait. I don't think they're allowed to actually walk around down there, if we're being perfectly honest. Bullet Magnet jumping in, gifting out 10 Speak the Truth memberships as well. And I think that is exactly why we're starting to see that huge influx of people coming in. You know, that arrest that I ended up showing earlier, here's another angle. And I'm telling you, when I say the feds are done playing around over there, I really do believe that the feds are done playing around in Portland. Can we just stop and appreciate the stupidity that's actually taking place in this video, where you have officers that are trying to arrest people and you have other people that are fighting with them, trying to interfere with that arrest? Every single thing that they're doing in this video that you see them grabbing, pulling, interfering, all of those are arrestable offenses. Import dances. I hope you have that 6 cap patch I gave you. Love you, brother. I do, man. As a matter of fact, after I got done wearing it on my hat, I actually took it, put it in my bag, brought it home with me, and it's going on this shelf right up. There we go. It's going on this shelf right over here behind me with all the other stuff. So that's what's going on. Need martial law and curfew in all cities? Probably. To be perfectly honest, I don't know about martial law and curfew, because we're about to talk about why that's not working out over inside Chicago. I'm actually not going to do it. I'm going to allow Chad to do it for me. Don Berger coming in and gifting out $5. He says, caught the guy get hit with a rock in his interview with Noland. Oh, okay. Cool, man. Vinny Cake says, hey, Matt, what was the smell ratio of excrement BO? You know, it actually wasn't that bad down there until you got over by the Antifa camp, because they were just walking off, like literally like on the fence line where the school's at, and they were peeing in the bushes right next to the school. That, by the way, is shut down. Sergeant Z becoming a Speak the Truth membership. Oh my goodness. Tijuana Border says, make Baja California the 51st state, MAGA from La Paz to Washington State. I don't, you know, I'm going to be honest with you guys, man. I don't even know what MAGA means anymore. And I don't think anybody does. If you guys, like, if you want me to be honest and serious about it, I don't think anybody actually knows what MAGA means anymore. There's people that are saying Trump isn't MAGA and he needs to get kicked out. That's not a lie. I've actually heard that firsthand. All right, let's keep it going. I want you guys to remember, every single person that went over there and was pulling and interfering with this lawful arrest and was pulling on people and fighting the cops as they're trying to pretend like they are perfectly peaceful. You guys remember when they showed up in their little bunny rabbit costumes and their big inflatable dolls and all of that other crap jumping around? I was down there having fun, shaking it with them. Why? Because you might as well. But at the end of the day, this is what they are all about. They are anarchists. I won't even like, oh, Incog Faraday, thanks for reminding me, man. I'm on it right now, dude. And for those of you that don't know, Incog Faraday will come in, drop $20 and tell me to turn off the ads. And I always forget to do it. So boom, done. Saving. Done, Incog. I got you, bro. Thank you very much. This is what drives me nuts, is they are literally playing and trying to control a narrative. Where have we seen that before to a particular terrorist organization trying to control a narrative when the cameras are turned on? Willis, 24-2000. Matt, you missed the naked bike riders yesterday. It was felt. No, trust me, I didn't miss them, man. I actually saw them and I talked about them earlier today. I went over on this morning's live stream. I showed the naked die-in on the bridge where they all just laid there. Unfortunately, there's only so much stuff I can and or am willing to show on this podcast. There was also a bunch of naked people running around getting in the faces of these different protesters, rubbing their big, fat, nasty bodies all over everybody else. Can't exactly say I agree with that either. Absolutely freaking disgusting. I don't believe in the martial law. I actually think what needs to happen is two things in this scenario. I think number one, that you got to have the National Guard go in there and actually control that block. This block is absolute chaos when everybody decides to show up to party. National Guard needs to be there in order to open up that block. Here's why. Number one, the people that want to process their actual visa paperwork, get their interviews taking place to become U.S. citizens can't do it at the Portland ICE facility while all of this crap is going on. So that needs to stop. They need to take that away. They need to get rid of it. Number two, the other issue is just like we saw, you are going to have them come in. They're going to take care of a little part of it for a day or two. Everybody's going to behave themselves because all the news cameras are going to be there. And then the moment they go away, we're back to this chaos and madness. So the second thing that needs to happen is the entire leadership at the Portland Police Bureau, the mayor, city council, and yes, the judges, Fort Multnomah County, in my opinion, need to get looked at. And they need to determine whether or not there's corruption taking place. And I said it before, I'll say it again this morning. One of the most damning things that I remember seeing coming across was hanging out with Nick, going to and from the courthouse, and him telling me, letting me know, and everybody else. I think he even talked about it on social media. They decide to dismiss the charges the moment his attorney opens up discovery and wants to see what's going on with communications between the Portland Police Bureau and Antifa. The moment that happens, the moment they ask for honesty and transparency on whether or not there's collusion taking place there, guess what they do? Well, they drop the charges. What's the end result? This garbage.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you tackling a clarinet player? She did nothing to you.
Why are you tackling a clarinet player? Probably because he broke the law. I don't know if you know this or not, but clarinet players can also break the law. It's so stupid to me what these people are doing. I want to bring this up to you guys. All right. Remember how we ended up having people do the same dumb blow up inflatable things over inside of Portland once Kirstie Nome showed up and the blocks get closed off and all that other stuff. And then they show up and they're walking around. The place is a war zone. Well, first of all, I never said a war zone. I just said it's a liberal cesspool that is lawless in general and is dangerous. Not quite a war zone, but they make a mockery out of it. They showed up in their big inflatable costumes. Well, guess what? It's almost like they're coordinated. This is Chicago. Does anybody believe this crap? Anybody at all? Because right now, in just a second here, you're about to hear from Chad, who is over on the ground inside of Chicago, and he's actually about to school you up on how ridiculously bad it is. You called a freak show what this actually is, right? This is an attempt to control the narrative. They start getting attention and they want to pretend like all of that violence that took place didn't take place. And they show up and they do crap like this. And they're joking around. They're making giant buttholes out of themselves. Meanwhile, even over in Portland, I shared a video yesterday where you had one of the dudes show up with his big inflatable freaking costume, actually causing crap to the point where the feds ended up marking him and chasing him down and getting rid of his freaking butt. These people are anarchists, believe it or not, and they are trying to lie to the American public and they're trying to silence everybody else that's bringing things to light. God forbid you actually show what's going on out there and actually tell the truth about it, because then they're going to come across you with different accusations. They're going to try to smear your name. They're going to freaking have you get arrested after they assault you, because that's just what takes place over inside of Portland. Right. And then in the same time, the moment mainstream media shows up, they throw on inflatable freaking costumes and walk around trying to pretend like they've been peaceful literally this entire time. Only problem is we actually have people on the ground out there that actually know what's going on. Now, I didn't even bother asking Chad if I could use this video. I just determined, you know what, Chad, I'm just going to give you credit, brother. Chad Catton. Ended up talking to him, meeting him over on different Twitter spaces and stuff throughout the time. If you guys don't know who he is, you should probably go check him out. He goes by I'm Fired Up 2, all right, over on X, all right, giving him freaking credit for this video that he ended up doing, and he ended up making it on the ground out there. But what I want you guys to do is listen to what he actually said.
All right, let's see here. All right. So a lot has happened here in Chicago. It's been kind of a crazy day. Apparently the mayor of Broadview, granted outside of Chicago, brought the mayor, the Broadview police, I mean Broadview mayor, is having problems with this protest shutting down a lot of businesses, or hurting business down here.
So we're just going to pause right quick. So Broadview is actually where the ICE facility is located. It's not Chicago proper. It's Broadview. All right. So it's the Broadview ICE facility. If you guys are looking for it, want information on it, that's it. So that's why he's mentioning Broadview, not Chicago. Now, he also brought up local businesses. And that's a point that I also want to bring up and touch on in Portland. Because when we were there over in Portland, guess what? The old spaghetti factory, it couldn't get people in the freaking door because Antifa controlled the streets. And the owner literally had to come outside and beg with police. Owner literally had to come out and beg with police to ask the protesters to allow traffic to come into the business. Wrap your head around that one. Wrap your head around that one.
So the word is that they're going to shut this down altogether. The curfew's not working until 6. It's hurting the businesses down here. And as you can see, it's in these neighborhoods. And this is the first time we've seen the Broadview police. Plus, all of these Jersey barriers or K-rails have been put up all the way down the street. Those weren't here before. Yesterday, they weren't here. It's a little harder to get into here because they have this road shut off. This was open yesterday. And this is where they would protest and put their signs up and, you know, be able to show whatever their sign said and got people to honk because they went up and down this thoroughfare you see behind me. But they have since shut it down. As you can see, they're barricading it with the police, Broadview police.
Now, this is the appropriate response that should have taken place a long flipping time ago out there. You control the area. You don't allow them to do the different crap that they've been doing. Over inside Portland, I said it's a matter of time before somebody turns down that street, gets crap thrown at the car, their car kicked, all of the same crap that I've seen while I was over there. Literally had a vehicle surrounded with people beating on the windows, kicking the doors, throwing crap at the back with two women inside that quite literally had no idea what's going on. They hit the gas, they're plowing in there, and they're taking out 40, 50, 60, 70 people easy. And then who's at fault? Because it's sure not the people driving the car. I would put my money on the police officers that literally watched them go in, shut down that road, threw their stuff inside of the vehicle, and drove off and allowed it to happen. It is about time the cops are legitimately doing their job.
And then they have these K-rails all the way down, leaving each individual driveway open. So we're going to walk down here a little bit further. Our security guys are around somewhere. We're trying to find them. But I've got cops here. So we're going to walk down here. Things have gotten a little different. We're going to see what it's like down here. So we're walking and talking. This is where they have the street shut off. And up here where you see the flashing lights, that's where That's where the actual protest is going down. Probably better if I shut. Corner where you saw the protesters.
Skip forward.
With their signs making people honk when they go by. F ICE, all that. That's where I was yesterday with Cam Higby. So it seems like the mayor's not playing. She wants to shut it down. Let me take it out of Zoom because it gets too, whatever. But it looks like the mayor of Broadview's had enough of this protesting stuff. And there's a conglomerate of people here on the corner. We'll see what's going on. We may be done already. This may be done and over with. Let's see.
That is
putting these K-rails up along the whole street.
Now, if you want to talk about a place that's starting to look like a war zone, I would bring this location up. You guys saw how far down the street he was in the amount of Jersey barriers. And those are those concrete barricades that are lining the side of the road. And they got to put them up for a reason. Because prior to this, the roads were open for traffic. And people would be driving down there and have absolutely no doubt that the same crap I saw over inside Portland was taking place over in Chicago as well. It's a matter, like, what happens when one of those cars veers off the road and ends up slamming into a residential structure and killing a family or taking out some kid while they're sleeping? It is a good thing to have those there. It's also sad that they have to put those in place. And for those of you guys that were not here a couple of weeks ago when we were covering this over here on the channel, you ought to go back and take a look. Because they were not peaceful. They were very violent, extremely violent. And they were controlling the front gate of that facility. They were chasing down the feds. They were banging on their windows as they're driving in and out of there. Firearms incidents. Hell, there was firearms incidents inside Portland when I was there. There was assaults. All of this stuff is regular, run-of-the-mill, every single day. Absolutely no reason to allow this crap to exist on the streets. And if the local law enforcement would simply do their job, none of this would happen. There's municipal and state ordinances in each of these locations that law enforcement officers ought to be allowed to do. And in this instance here, like you guys just heard Chad say, the mayor's sick of it and shutting it down. Now, the question is how long is it going to be shut down for? Are the police actually going to do crap? Robert says, Portland not doing crap, cops told to stand down yet again. Right. And again, we saw a massive police presence down there, but they weren't getting off their dang bikes and they weren't doing anything.
And I don't know.
Oh, they didn't just threaten to kill Cam Higby in Chicago. Every single person I was with, we had our lives threatened multiple times. You know how many times I got told I was going to get Charlie Kirked? That's literally what they like to say. They won't say, I'm going to kill you. They'll walk by and they'll whisper that you're about to get Charlie Kirked. That's what they do. That's where they're at. That's how delusional and insane some of these people are. They not only want to tell you that you're going to die, but they also want to throw Charlie Kirk into the mix as if somehow he deserved to get shot the way he did. Every single person that I was with, got threatened to get killed at least one freaking time. I'm pretty sure it even happened when I had, mic'd up? Nick. When I had Nick mic'd up one night over in front of the gate, right in front of the Portland ICE facility. Pretty sure that even happened to him one night.
So that these are protesters, I think they're just neighbors watching to see what's going on. We'll get a little bit closer. So you got Trump is a pedophile sign, or flag. Zoom in on that. So they're yelling at the vans that are bringing illegals in. These are ICE teams bringing in the illegals into the facility.
So that's it. That's all you got. There's Bad Bob. He brought his dog today. Looks like he's got some press talking to him. That should be interesting. Oh, look. They're telling me to go home. Big Jolly, I guess, called me out on Twitter. I'm not sure, real sure. But,
And by the way, like, we're just going to pause it right there where this lady's middle finger's up and they're flipping off the police as they go by. These are literally the people that are out there conducting these protests. The amount of times that I would walk down the road and get screamed at, vulgarity shouted at me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Absolutely freaking disgusting. Plowden, 728. Can't forget that trash bag giving you crap for being in the military, trashing you, acting like a 12-year-old. Yeah, that was actually really funny. I kind of missed that. Like, to be honest, that was one of the most calm trash talking sessions I've ever had. Rod Remix says maybe that place can't afford a good police force. I totally disagree. You know what this place can't afford? I don't know if you know how much one of those Jersey barricades cost that they have set up on the side of that road and the logistical cost and all of that other stuff to go in and doing it. I promise you at this point, had the police actually done their job in the beginning, we wouldn't have this right here. If the police force was actually out there, so much money would have been saved. So much money would have been saved. These cities can't afford not to have a good police force. They can't. You have undertrained cops. You have crap police force. You have cops that are not doing their job. I would be very curious, although we'll probably never get the figure, the amount of dollars that Portland has had to settle in lawsuits for a lack of doing their job. That's got to be a pretty freaking high number. I mean, it's absolutely nuts to me that anybody would think otherwise about it. I mean, it's, yeah.
So it's a new dinosaur though. He's cool. Bad Bob's still down there yelling. So yeah, as you can see, ICE protest here in Chicago is done. They put up the K-rails. They're letting people still go into that little grass area, but overtly, it's been shut down. After the big hullabaloo on Sunday, I think it was, or I'm not sure which day before last, the people in this neighborhood and the businesses down here went to the mayor of Broadview and really gave her the business. And so the mayor of Broadview came out this morning and said, we're shutting it down. We're shutting down this road because they really got off having everybody, you know, honk when they go by and all that. Now it's just a piece of grass with the only people around right now are these construction workers from the Illinois Department of Transportation. Couple people on this corner, couple looks like the mainstream media, local mainstream media is here to cover her shutting down this protest. But I'm sorry, Antifa, it looks like you lost your fun. So there's enough police on that other side right there that are going to deal with those 10 people all day long. And if I remember correctly, those 10 people were usually gone by five or so. So they're making their voices heard, which is fine, but nobody's listening because they're all shut down because they shut down the street, and they shut down the street on this side.
So I want you guys to go over and I want you to look at the chat. I ended up posting a poll and I asked, should Trump send in the National Guard? I actually want to know what you think about this. I really, really do. 388, 390, 400, whatever. I got 3,500 people hanging out with me over here on YouTube and another two or 3,000 probably hanging out over on X right now. I want to know your guys' opinion. Do you think that Trump needs to send in the National Guard? I personally think that these cities need to be made to do their job because after the National Guard pulls out, not a single member of these communities are going to be safe. Because the same lawless garbage is going to continue to take place. It's freaking disgusting. It's appalling. I don't like it at all. Oh, my goodness. Jack says, when you were out in Portland helping things, it made me think Matt V. Sog, Matt Videos, Studies and Observation Group. that's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys don't know your Vietnam history, you guys probably need to go and look that up. What I want to do right now is I want to head over into the Discord. If you guys are a true supporter, if you got gifted out of membership, you're going to have access up over to the Discord. After this live stream, I'll end up posting a link for everybody that's a true supporter to be able to get up over into the Discord. That is where I take my questions. That's where I take, you know, the phone-ins and everything else, because again, radical people like to just do radical, stupid things and just run their mouths. Boom, starting stage. I remember the like first couple times I was doing this up over, you know, I used to do phone-ins, and the people that would end up phoning in wasn't all the time, but it was just a couple. What they would end up doing is they would try stating that, what would they say? And if you guys are in the Discord, if you guys over in the chat on the Discord, I want to make sure my audio is working. So if you guys give me a thumbs up or just say yes or no or five by whatever you feel like over in the Discord chat, just let me know that it's working, because I know sometimes Discord's having audio issues. But what ended up happening was, thank you guys very much, C88, appreciate you. What ended up happening was we would have people that would come in. I would take phone-ins, no problem. Actually, I had a separate phone line, everything else. And we would have people call in, and they'd start dropping N-bombs and everything else, trying to get the show canceled. I'm not about that life. 700 of y'all have came in and voted so far. Should Trump send in the National Guard? 90%. 90% of everybody watching this right now thinks that Trump should send in the Guard. That's insane to me. I'm over in the Discord to take your guys' questions. If you guys have them, I got asked this morning to go in and do a Discord chat. I'm looking for you guys. If you guys got questions, be glad to answer them for you. If you guys got anything like that, they need help with the gang violence. It's not even gang violence, man. Like, yeah, gang violence is a bit of a problem. Gang violence is always going to be a problem, but they don't just need help with the gang violence. They literally need to be allowed to enforce the law. What is taking place inside the city of Portland, at least? I haven't visited Chicago and wishing it with my own eyes. I could probably hit up Chad and see if he wants to talk about it. But what I witnessed in Portland for dang sure is that law enforcement officers are not being allowed to do their job. I talked to lots of them offline. And in every offline conversation, it appeared to be exactly the same. They are not being allowed to do their job. So the question is, did the police chief approve policy that says cops aren't allowed to be cops? Are they not allowed to enforce the law in the streets of Portland? Because if that's the case, that to me seems like major dereliction of duty. And as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that's actually against ORS. If we were to go over and take a look at those, certainly would seem that way. All right. Sean says that we need to cut off federal funding in these cities until they deal with this crap. I would agree with that. And I actually thought that's what Kirsty Noem had gone in there and said it needed to be done. But it just never happened, man. I literally never saw it happen. I wish it would. I wish they would do that. I wish they would cut off federal funding until these cities are made to do their job. But at the same time, how many people are going to suffer because the federal funding's cut off? So now the federal government's not even punishing the city. It's just punishing the people in the city. So maybe select programs, things of that nature to actually put a squeeze in and an actual hurting on them. I would totally agree with that. C88 and Yoda pulling you guys both up here to the stage. C88, what's going on, brother? Oh, I'm doing so lovely tonight. How are you? It's going, man.
I'm good. How about you?
Nice to be able to have a home-cooked meal.
I can understand that.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
I just thought I'd jump up here and give an interesting perspective, because I was guard for 10 years and have a point of view from a National Guardsman.
Yeah, go for it.
I actually agree with the point of the guard, because once you have civil unrest, it is no longer a peaceful protest. It's not protected under the First Amendment.
Right, I agree with that. It's no longer civil unrest, or it's no longer a peaceful protest. It hadn't been a peaceful protest the entire time I've been there. And the fact that the law enforcement officers are either not allowed or incapable of performing their job, yeah, at that point, then you need to bring in the guard. Because like I said, you're talking about lots of people getting killed. I don't think the entire city needs taken over. I think the entire city needs investigated by the Bureau, by the FBI, but I don't think that the National Guard needs to take over the entire city. But I know it'd be a hell of a lot cheaper probably putting the guard in there than whatever they're paying on those cops for.
Oh, obviously, you just put up a two-block radius around the ICE facility and just lock it down.
Well, exactly. You know, and I was hollering at some of those officers as they were coming out to try to see if I could get them to give some type of statements or something like that out there when they were on the street. And I asked them specifically, I was like, I saw CBP patches, I saw DHS patches, I saw, like, they're just pulling dudes from all over, and they wouldn't give me their home on where they came from. But I would certainly assume that they're all pulling double overtime at this point.
Honestly. Oh, yeah. And the one night you were there, it calmed down big time when they pushed them back about a block and a half in each direction, except where you guys were standing.
Oh, right. When they actually, I mean, when they fogged the entire block with tear gas. Yeah. Dude, they deployed so much tear gas that night that 15, 20 minutes later, when I was walking down the street, I was still gagging just to show everybody what was going on. That's how much tear gas got deployed just to calm it down.
For you. Was it tear gas they were deploying, or was it CS?
CS.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to say, you know as well as I do with the gas chamber how potent that stuff is.
Yeah. I mean, believe it was actually CS gas that they were deploying. But I mean, you're in a very well ventilated area, so it's not that bad. There was also several other times that I'd see them not just deploy gas, but I've actually seen them something that the protesters were very confused by. They said that they were duds. They were just throwing regular white smoke grenades as like a warning before they'd go out there. Incog Faraday says, regrettable about using the guard, but we need to take control when those politicians abandon the people. Unfortunately, that's exactly what happened. Patrick Loudon, it seems like the last few days you were on the ground, there was no protesting taking place, people just being disrespectful to each other and making personal attacks. Yeah, exactly. Like, they completely and totally forgot that the ICE facility even existed. It was really sad. Man, I forgot. Who else did I end up pulling up here? Yoda, what up, man?
What's up, buddy? How you doing, Matt?
Oh, another day, another dollar.
Hey, I'll say this. It's good to see a mayor finally doing something.
Yeah, it's about time, right? But
took long enough.
They're literally whitewashing their history, pretending like none of that took place, like they didn't allow that lawlessness to happen inside their own city.
Pretty much.
Right. Like, every single one of them needs to get relieved. Every single one that has laws like that in these cities needs to be relieved.
Yeah, the only way though that you're gonna do that, Matt, is if these freaking people get voted out. And these cities flip.
I beg to differ. I feel like a class action lawsuit against a certain city for the police failing to do their job, dispatchers failing to do their job, and people getting assaulted as a direct result of them failing to do their job on a recorded 911 line, maybe, just maybe, will allow a discovery to take place, and that information that's given during the discovery may or may not be turned over to a particular federal law enforcement agency that may or may not have some sort of authority to shut down a bunch of corrupt individuals.
Yeah, hint, but we got to think, though. You do that, the left's just going to lose their shit even more.
Yeah, I'm well aware. They're going to lose it regardless.
I mean, they're already losing their shit over freaking, what's her name from New York being indicted.
Again, they're going to lose it regardless. They are anarchists. That's all they care about is causing mayhem. And so I could care less if they lose their mind. They're going to find something new to complain about after that. You think if every single ICE facility in America was shut down tomorrow, you don't think that they would move on to the next place and just lose it over there? Like, they would find something new to complain about just to riot and cause chaos. It's a fact. So I don't care if they get pissed off. They need to be upset. They need to feel the pain that everybody else is by watching them attack our federal law enforcement officers doing the job that they signed up for, enforcing the laws of the United States of America. And in addition to that, enforcing regular laws when it comes down to not attacking police.
Yeah. Well, I guess I was watching Portland again. I guess Tommy 2.0 got arrested again for defending himself.
That really? When did that happen?
Sunday, four women started attacking him.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It was the incident with the stick incident.
There was another one.
It was after that one?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah. They started attacking him again. And, he was pushing him off of him, and the police arrested him when they were the ones throwing punches.
Wow. Again, I'm not surprised. The amount of times I've seen that, to where somebody's getting assaulted, they defend themselves, and then they turn around and they just freaking arrest the wrong people because they do that.
Do we know if Tommy Boy number one is out of jail, or is he still being held?
Tommy Boy number one was out of jail the other day, like after they picked him up on his warrant. I talked to him the next morning. I actually called him that night. There's people that were concerned about him, so I called him, got a hold of him the next day, had a good conversation with him, and that's when we funded Tommy Boy's new car that pissed everybody else off. So yep. Speaking of which, I just got to throw out some more love for this community. When I put out that call on X and said we need a legal defense fund for the people here on the ground, you have no idea how clutch that came in. And like, that wasn't even something that we did in the Discord. That was just something we did over on X. And within, I think, 4 hours, we raised over like $11,000. $2,500 ended up going to Tommy. There's a couple, you know, little expenditures that we're going to end up, like, you know, showing what all of that stuff is. And the rest of it, I think, is likely going to end up going to Honey Badger Mom. So.
Yeah, do you think Honey Badger Mom's going to get in trouble for macing that chick?
We'll find out now, won't we? I haven't seen all the evidence one way or the other, but I have seen how these people are, and she has my full support.
Yeah, that's going to be nuts if they try to charge her for defending herself.
Yeah, I know, man. It's absolutely disgusting. Well, she's not being charged. She's just being sued civilly. But that is carrying a huge monetary repercussion just for defending herself in general. They're trying to bankrupt her.
Of course they are.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to bankrupt her. Let's see here. Who got Justa Clumps? Clamps. Excuse me. What's up, man? Or girl? Justa. Bueller. Justa. And you're muted. Now you're unmuted. Still can't hear you. I see you muting and unmuting yourself. I just can't hear you. I don't think anybody else can either. All right. Yeah. So, I mean, that is the general idea there, to be able to take care of them and get that money pushed out. And I, Honey Badger Mom, no, she did not get charges filed against her, which is one of those things you look at. And unfortunately, even when you don't have charges filed against you, it doesn't mean that you're not liable for civil suits, right? So this is the way these things work. And it'll just continue on down this nut roll day in and day out.
Well, if she's got a video of these people attacking her and she maced somebody, she should be fine unless she gets a far left leaning judge.
Well, right. And that's the other thing. You know, people always have the saying, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. I don't know if you know this or not, but being judged by 12 in that city is not that great. People are now saying Tommy 2.0 is back out there again tonight. So that's good.
Good for Tommy, man. They need to stick up for each other.
No, they do, and they need to make sure that they're also not instigating stuff as well. That's conversations I had with Tommy beforehand. Like, dude, if you want support, you need to, like, watch your mouth. You need to make sure you're not doing X, Y, and Z, all of these other things that people are complaining about. Like, those two guys themselves. What? And in my opinion, Tommy 2.0 probably wouldn't be sending him defense money. Like, regardless of what the situation looks like, just because I've heard some of the words that fly out of his mouth, to be honest with you. He says a lot of things that I don't agree with. And if you guys have ever watched or listened to him for a while, no, I don't agree with everything that comes out of his mouth. Not even remotely close. I would only ask that you guys support people that are actually decent human beings. So I don't agree with that stuff. So yeah. Justa, does your mic work yet? Are you? No, Justa's mic's broken.
Justa, leave the call and then come back. Restage up, close out your Discord, and we come back in.
Yep. So I tell you what I'm going to do, because I've kind of reached the end of my time for this evening. I've got some other stuff. I've been out of town for over a week, so I got plenty of stuff that I need to take care of. I'm going to go take care of that stuff. But thank you guys for jumping in here in the Discord, having these questions, concerns, whatever.
Real quick, Matt, if you want, I have a good example of corrupt police departments if you want to hear it.
Define quick and which PD and what's your evidence?
It was during Hurricane Sandy here in Jersey. I was Jersey National Guard, obviously. I have to say this carefully because it's not publicly known. We caught the cab I was part of. We caught several officers that belong to a certain agency are plundering houses that were in evacuated areas, stealing TVs, jewelry, all that stuff.
Stealing?
Yes.
Was that a department wide issue, or was it just a couple crooked cops? I do believe crooked cops exist. I promise you they do.
It was four of them or five of them in their department vehicles in uniform.
That doesn't surprise me. Did anything get done about it?
I don't know. As far as I know, publicly, there's no mentions of it, but privately, I'm hoping something got done, but we caught them red-handed.
So when I say, so crooked cops is one thing, a crooked police department is a different one. Like if stuff like that happens, it gets reported, law enforcement actually looks into it, makes arrests and does their job. That's not a crooked police department. Those are crooked cops. Situations like what we're dealing with in Portland, I look at something completely and totally different. I don't even think you have crooked cops, even though there is going to be crooked cops. But the other aspect is also a systematic issue within that department. That's a crooked department. That's an issue.
I don't think it's so much a crooked department. I think it's the fact that their hands are tied and they can't do nothing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And that's what makes it a crooked department, because you have, you know, the city manager, the mayor, the freaking police chief, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that are tying all of their hands. And that's what makes it crooked. That's what makes it a systematic issue. Right. Like when I look at our government and I say there's corruption in our government, I'm not talking about all of the politicians or the entire government as a whole, but that is a systematic issue that needs to be addressed. Yeah. And it's not just the systematic issue. It's also a leadership issue.
Yeah. How many cops did you talk to while you were down there that actually wanted to do their job and stop all that stuff?
Every single one.
And every single one. I told you we can't because our hands are tied.
Every single cop I talked to down there off camera, they're 100% not me, it's them.
I seriously don't know why they all just don't force the resignation of that chief, or that whole department just resigns.
Because they all have jobs, families, things like that. And again, it's a much wider issue. And for the little work that they do, you got to like, they do believe in some of the work that they are allowed to do. Like when they're allowed to do it. You're right.
Arresting people that are defending themselves from being mobbed.
Well, that's the other thing. Right. So that's the other question. What the hell would the cop, like what would the department do to somebody if they actually arrested people that were being violent directly in front of them, or like these risks of complaint, like if they actually did what their job is, they actually investigated crimes.
They would probably freaking fire them and ruin their lives. Throw them under the bus.
Almost sounds like a lawsuit to me though, doesn't it? When you start talking about like public safety and things like that, like if the cops would have gone down, taken over the intersection, made arrests, kicked people out of there just for public safety, whether it be the protesters or the people driving down the street. Like, what the hell are they going to do? I mean, that's a public safety issue.
I would say the minute that crowd started attacking people is when they should have went in and started busting heads and arresting people.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement. And I think most people would agree with that statement. So, all right, my friends, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Thank you guys for joining me over in the Discord.
Get some rest.
One more thing, Matt.
Nope, I said I'm signing off. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Sorry. I played this game before. I just get sucked in, and then half an hour later, I'm still here. I've got to pee my pants, and my stomach's not there, and I fall behind. So I gotta let you guys go tonight, unfortunately. Right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Hey, Matt, check my admin app if you don't mind. When you have availability,
reach out to one of the mods over in the Discord, please.
All right, we'll do.
Thanks. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go over some of these super chats. We got Mentally Idaho that says, how do I get access to this Discord? Immediately following this, I'm going to make a post over on the YouTube page. You'll see posts. It'll say new Discord link. If you're a true supporter, you'll be able to see it. And then you can get access over to the Discord that way. 3M Ford says, Pepperball fun. Gifting out $5. Says, good to see you back home safe, brother. Greatly appreciate you. Underground Rappers, how do you access the Discord? Same question. Same answer I just gave a little bit ago. We're going to be posting it here in just a sec. P. Loudon. It seems like the last few days you were on the ground, there was no protesting taking place. Yeah, I mean, it's just a bunch of anarchy. And there's some people that just want to go out there and argue with you because you're wearing, I don't know, a thin blue line hat. Apparently, that's not okay to wear while you're on the street out there either. Hell if I know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. See you guys same time tomorrow night or tomorrow morning. What time would that be? 10 a.m. Eastern or 7 p.m. Eastern. 10 a.m. or 7 p.m. I'll be right here. Make sure you guys are subscribed to the channel. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of here.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.